We are delighted that you're joining us for another podcast of Wake Up Align, and it is the podcast for chiropractors, where we get to talk about chiropractic, chiropractic lifestyle, and topics of interest. You can contact us through our email, and that is mailbag@amcfamily.com. Welcome to Wake Up Aligned. If you are a chiropractor or you are interested in topics of interest to chiropractors, or you're looking for some inspiration and motivation to start your week, you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Shannon McMurtry. I'm here with Tom Owen and Dr. Jeremy Brubaker, and I'll let him introduce himself, but we're very honored to have you with us today, Dr. Brew. Why don't you say hi to the audience and let them know who you are.
All right. Well, thanks for having me here on the podcast this week. I've been listening to these, I think, like most out there, and enjoying them, and the topics are just as relevant to me and my position, and all the doctors out there that I get to personally work with and engage with on a weekly basis. And so I just thrilled to be here. I've been around AMC, gosh, 18 years in September, and was a Right starter. Came out of the gates. My wife and I joined AMC about 4 months into opening our practice, and honestly just haven't looked back since. We've been extremely blessed to be successful in practice, and then we're able to, several years later, kind of switch gears and mentor and help other chiropractors do exactly what we did, and that was be successful right out of the gate, hit that black ink in business and in practice, and serve a lot of patients in the meantime. So I know we have some topics that we talked briefly before we got on here, but I wanted to kind of defer to Dr. Shannon and see where we want to start here today. I'm excited about this.
Well, you're in a unique position as a Right starter, as somebody who's been doing this for 18 years. I didn't know it had been that long, but you're also very instrumental in that whole Right Start program. And you also have a unique position in that you mentor a lot of very, very productive offices. I don't know if anybody has the number of $1 million or almost $1 million offices on their roster that you do. So, you know, maybe there's some principles that you could share with our audience about what do you see out of those high flyer offices, you know, and they're not all, you know, they're not all ones that have just been given every lucky break. You've dealt with some offices that have gone through some very challenging times. So there's got to be something that is of essence there, or maybe something that could be of inspiration to the larger chiropractic community.
Oh, yeah, that's some good points, and I think that'll be fun to unpack here with you all today. But just to back up for a second, you mentioned starting out as a Right starter and the unique position that I am able to be in now. It really came from a passion for chiropractic. I think all of us that came out of school had a passion to go out and change the world and serve patients and get results, and we did too. And as we did that, we watched a number of our classmates that we knew very well get into practice and then unfortunately fail and leave practice very quickly, you know, within the first probably 2 years. And I know on other podcasts you've talked about the student loan debt, the pressures that come with that. And I know for a fact those didn't disappear for those doctors that are no longer in practice. And that was just heartbreaking for us to watch people that we knew go through that. And we are extremely motivated to reach back out to our alma mater, which is Palmer. So we would go back and speak at the clubs there and try to just help people that were in our shoes a year or two prior, just equip them and let them know that there's a path that they can follow and they don't have to be just another statistic out there in the profession. That was an underlying driver for us early on, which ultimately led to me sitting on this podcast with y'all talking about offices that are thriving, million-dollar offices that I'm blessed to influence on a consistent basis. And I think I can draw some parallels for any doctor out there, whether it be a student coming out of school or a doctor that's been practicing 25, 30 years. There are some common threads that I think will be familiar to those listening here, especially those in the room with us and Dr. Shannon as well, that we can kick through. So I'm not sure how to segue into some topics with that, but I'll try. How about that?
That sounds fair.
So your question or your thought was, you know, what are some common threads with, let's say, ultra successful practices in chiropractic at this moment, at this time? And, you know, coming from all I've known from month one was AMC protocols, procedures, concepts, and principles. That's all I know. That's how I'm wired. And I think that's been a blessing for us, not only in practice, but in life. But the common thread would be the principles. And what do we mean by principles? Principles just aren't universal to aligned and AMC. They're principles in life. They're principles in business. There's principles in communication with others, principles of psychology. We found just over the years, those are all wrapped and intertwined in everything we do. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
So that being said, as we're thinking about whatever stage of practice you're in who's listening to this, how do we go and take an office that's already considered very successful in our profession and watch that practice grow and thrive and keep on growing? Is it a protocol? Is it a procedure? I think that's part of it. But if I have to get down to the crux of it and having some conversations actually this week with doctors, it would be the drivers. What drives everything else in a practice? Is it staff? It's a component. Is it your processes? It's a component. Is it your systems? Yes. But really, what drives success to a next level once you have all that in place or you've reached the comfort zone? What causes these practices to continue to thrive to that million-dollar mark plus? It's really driven on the principles and the purposes behind it. Does that make sense?
I think, and I'm just going to speak for the audience, you know, I hear that from you. I believe it because you're a believable guy. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, they got the lucky breaks that, you know, they were just in the right place at the right time. Now, that's me thinking as an audience member. That's me thinking as somebody who's listening. I know some of the journeys the people you work with have been on. I know that there's been heartbreak. I know that there's been people who washed out of associate positions, even doctors who took over an office as an associate and made it an even better and stronger office than when they took it over. These principles that you're referring to is not just a matter of luck. It's not just a matter of timing. I mean, we're talking about people who've been challenged at a pretty significant way, right?
Also, it's another factor that when, as the listener, because we are all our own worst critic. So yeah, somebody else had the lucky break. Somebody else is this, somebody else is that. Somebody else is in a better market. They don't understand my market. But there's also the factors of the self-critic of they just got a different personality. You know, they're the extrovert. I'm the introvert. I don't know. How can I ever reach those levels? Because, you know, I don't have that drive or I don't have that personality. You know, all those components get in our head as to why somebody is there, when in reality, it circles back to what Dr. Jeremy was headed towards, which is it's the purpose and mission that has to be bigger than our limitations. Because frankly, as he, you know, if you went down that roster, not only are there heartbreaks, not only are there a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of introverts. There's a lot of, you know, it's not just the, you know, the million-dollar go-getters, right? There's some people that, that have overcome what they deem as shortcomings, but because the purpose and mission was larger than that, they've been able to press through. And also, they've been able to stand on the principles, right? That's what's so awesome about having a system of principles, because anybody can stand on that foundation. Yeah, right? It supports all. You know, what is it they say? All ships rise on a rising tide, right? It lifts, that principle lifts everybody up. That those principles or that foundation allows you to build the skyscraper no matter the personality or those attributes.
I think it's common for all of us is to look at a success, and if we're not quite there or we don't think we can get there, we will start labeling that as there's something special about them individually. And they, again, there are personalities out there that are going to be larger than life that are going to do that. But for the majority, at least in my experience, that's not the case. The gurus or whatever that have that large personality, they have a large following, but where that falls short is it is very, very difficult to reproduce that. If you don't have a very similar personality, or if you're not just an extreme extrovert, and for a guy like me, who personally I am an extrovert or an introvert, where that is not my personality, and if my success was based on that, I'd be in big trouble. So, common misconception that I think all of us have, but how do the, at least the masses inside AMC overcome that is what Tom's talking about, is those universal principles. We can all, regardless of personality, operate on principle and be very successful. We have been in our summits this year, I think, hitting on a lot of principles as well as procedures and protocols. So if you haven't been to an AMC summit, you need to get there, because it's much more than a script or a sheet of paper, a process, a checklist to follow. Now, all those are important, no doubt. You need to be systematic so you can be reproducible, so you can be consistent. But the real drivers that separate the average from the successful is what's beyond that, the whys behind it. And that's what I consider when I talk about principles, it's the whys. Why do we do what we do? Why does it work for Tom's personality or Dr. Shannon's personality or any other doctor out there? Why does it work across the board? And we have some, I guess we label them as our, I would label them as the depth and genius of AMC would be some of our six S's and C's. Now, those listening to this podcast are not going to know what those are or understand the depth of those. But for every process and procedure, there is a principle tied to it, and it all builds on itself. And so if we're talking about why are some of these offices, I know you've mentioned Dr. Dallier's office on here in the past podcast and some other high-level offices. How do they continue to grow 22, 24 years down the road? It's because they tap in to the depth behind what they do every day. So, Dr. Shannon, you ask, well, what are some common threads? To me, this is it. If it's a new graduate out of school, yeah, we need to learn processes and procedures. And the high flyers, they work hard. So make no mistake. Make no mistake at all. The successful people always do what unsuccessful people are unwilling to do, which is they get in and work, and they consistently drive towards that. But that's not the only component, because a lot of us can work hard, but if we're not utilizing or thinking or, you know, moving the right direction, we're just going to be spinning around in circles. And I love one of, I don't know if Tom stole it from somebody or if this is his, but he said, don't confuse motion with progress. And a lot of us will do that. We'll just be moving. But are we progressing in a specific direction? So if we had to go back and look at what drives the above average past it, is they never stop growing. They never stop diving deeper into what really makes the practice go round, what makes people go round, because we are in the people business. Everybody on this podcast, we understand we are in the people business. We're chiropractors, but we're here to influence people. So when we talk about the six S's and six C's, that's where I consistently, if I'm mentoring you, I'm going to wear you out on the six S's and six C's and how every day we are utilizing those principles, we are communicating those principles. And that's not only to our patients, that's to our staff, that's to our family, that's to our interactions outside of the office. So if you really are looking for ultra success, it's not just serving my patients well, it's serving humanity well. You follow me?
First of all, you said something that the people that press on to that extra level, right? Anybody can get involved. And the people that are involved are the ones that are stuck in the processes. But it's that commitment that it takes to dive deeper, being involved versus being committed. And those people that are diving deeper or that are growing higher, they're the ones that get used, they get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because most people, as soon as it becomes uncomfortable, it challenges them outside of what they want to be easy. That makes them, they're not willing to go beyond that. So it doesn't matter personality. Even if the principle is real, which we know it is, if you're not willing to grow and stretch and become uncomfortable in that growth process, then you're probably not going to take that next step. So I've said it 1,000 times. It's true. It's usually not the most talented. It's not the smartest. It's usually the most consistent. Well, not just consistent in application, but consistent in stretching those components. And while I've got the microphone for a second, what he just said about how if he's mentoring you, and like you said, Dr. Shannon, he's not going to toot his own horn, but I mean, he's got a history of mentoring a lot of very ultra successful practices, and he just gave you his ingredients. He said he dives into the six S's, the six C's, which is the subconscious components of patient compliance, and a whole lot more. But isn't it interesting for those listeners, just recently at a summit in a Depth and Genius panel, we spent almost an entire weekend talking about the foundational pieces of marketing, okay? And look, I don't have hours to share this on this podcast to teach it, but when people say marketing, people automatically think of advertising. And marketing is not advertising. Marketing is messaging. Marketing is communication. And you are marketing every time you're interacting with another human being. The most important person in the world is the person that's in front of you. And how are you conveying? How are you communicating? What are those communications? And that's what Dr. Jeremy's talking about, is they're learning to dive deep into the subconscious of not only the patients, but also their communities, their messaging, their marketing. Everything they do is wrapped around those principles and the purpose and mission and goals of their practice. First of all, they're willing to go for something bigger than themselves. I've never seen anybody ultra successful that does it for the money. Me personally, I'm sure there's those outliers, but I can't reproduce outliers. I've got to get something that's replicatable. And if you go into business, most businesses that go, their objective, their purpose, their goal is to make money. Most of those businesses don't last. The businesses that stand the test of time, that go to different levels, they create a legacy. They have to have a big purpose. And, We're here today because of a company called Aligned, because of AMC. You know, the two guys I'm in the studio with here today, you know, we're talking 17 years and 20 something years. You know, you guys wanted to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And I can tell you that this company is not about the president. Tom Owen has nothing to do with me. It has to do with something bigger than any one of us can really put our fingers on, right? And it's that purpose that it's allowed us to be around well over two decades, well, 27 right now, as of today, 27 years. You know what? You don't make it 27 years because I thought it was a good idea. I came up with an idea in my garage one weekend and said, hey, Pops, what? Talking to my dad, what do you think? I think we could make some good money doing this. No, there's a bigger purpose involved. And I would be ventured to guess that each and every one of the people that you're working with, Dr. Jeremy, they tapped into a bigger purpose, and then you helped them dive into that subconscious, that deeper level, that depth and genius that you're talking about.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because there does come a point where your needs are met, you're making good money, you know, you get the things that you've always wanted, and then what? Once that happens, if that purpose or that driver isn't there, that's kind of where people plateau. That's where they stop. So you're absolutely correct. The ones that continue to progress is because there's something more. There's that driver, that chief aim, if you will, that purpose that keeps propelling them. But that alone, I think that's important. I know it's important to have that, but that alone doesn't necessarily mean you're going to continue to progress. So when I think about that, I think about, and that's why I always circle back around to, what are the principles here that we're either applying or not applying, or we need to dive deeper into? And those that are aligned AMC members, you'll get these materials, you'll get these principles, and you'll think they're cute, and they're good, and they make sense. And then you'll say, yeah, I got that. I understand that. And that's where it just lies. And it lays. So I would say, you know, looking at the docs that I've been able to work with over the years, anytime, and hear this, anytime we want to take that practice to the next level, you know what we do?
We probably go back to the foundation.
We always, always go back to the fundamentals of business, our chiropractic, philosophy. And inside AMC, we call those fundamentals your successful daily routine. Your 6 S's, your 6 C's, your made up mind. And hear this. It doesn't have to be much more complicated than that. You'll go back and stand on a foundation that is so deep, so wide in principles and procedures and protocols, it will grow again, again, and again. The ones that have it all figured out, I've arrived, I've got it, I can almost guarantee they're going to stop right there in their tracks.
Reminds me of a show we did not long ago, Dr. Cannon, that Don't Kid Yourself. Right.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
and
thing.
And the people that always go to the next level is they're not kidding themselves, right? And again, it's all these principles, just not about them. That bigger purpose, that bigger mission, that bigger drive, even if their drive is not chiropractic. You know, some people want to build that skyscraper chiropractic legacy. Some people's purpose and mission is not that. It could be their drive is their family. You know, what's the urgency? What's the need? It could be I'm telling you, it's not, everybody's different, but there can be a drive that I'm just going to prove everybody wrong. What's your drive? You know, and at different times of life, that drive can be different as well. I can assure you, you know, at my age right now, and what I've accomplished, what I've done, my drive is not what it was in my 20s, right? My drive is not when I became a father the first time. My purpose and my drive at that point shifted, right? When Drew was born. It changes your purpose, but it's always something that's bigger than yourself that'll take it.
And just maybe one other thought, and this is just as you were talking, just an analogy that I use all the time and think about, and we were talking about how do we grow? Well, we grow on fundamentals. And Tom, you know this, and Dr. Shannon, you know, I'm a baseball guy, love baseball. So a lot of my analogies will come back to baseball. You're familiar with, let's say, a shortstop, or just in the game in general, it doesn't matter how many home runs you hit or how many spectacular plays you make, which are all great. I love it. But if you can't field a routine ground ball consistently, 9, 10 times out of 10, you are not going to be successful. If your fundamentals aren't, I don't say bulletproof, but close to that, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to win many ball games. No matter how, the home run hitters that you do have or the spectacular plays that you can make, it's just not going to happen. So coming from a perspective of a lot of million-dollar offices plus, that's where we always go back to. Always, always, always are going to be fielding routine ground balls. Every time it's hit to them, they field the ball and make the play. And that's in practice and in life. So there's really nothing, you know, people think there's a secret to that. It's not. There's not a big secret. You said it earlier. The most consistent are going to end up on top.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting you just use that analogy, but there's a teaching analogy principle that we utilize a lot inside of AMC, which is the efficiency, proficiency, productivity, profitability, right? Mm-hmm. What did he just talk about? The fundamentals is you better be efficient at being a shortstop. What position are you playing on that field? You better be efficient. You better be effective or proficient, right? And then you're productive. But it goes back to we're talking because you coach or mentored a lot of millionaires, millionaire practices. Factors have those practices in some cases added a lot of components. You know, we see this a lot, the models of the functional medicine or the functional therapies or the decompression or whatever aspect but none of those doctors ran to that first and said, oh, that's the answer. What they have found is, oh, I've built such a wide, when you used that analogy a while ago, there's such a wide and deep foundation. Now I can add components on top of these fundamentals. I can add components to these principles, and holy mackerel, what that does. But the component itself, I guess that shiny object, that factor that you're adding to it, if that was the only thing, if they were bringing that in and adding it to a crumbling foundation that was inefficient, then they're not going to keep routinely with the routine ground balls, are they? Right? Mm-hmm. They're looking for the home run. Mm-hmm. It's the same analogy. You're using the baseball analogy. I can go right back to the principles. It's all the same thing. If you're not killing it on the fundamentals, those key components, it doesn't matter how many home runs you try to hit, right? And that's the way I look at it. I just look at business says, stop chasing that stuff. Once you have that core just mastered and you keep diving, you said, all you do is keep diving back into the core, dive back into the fundamentals, dive back into the principles. And when you do that, then it allows all this other stuff just to manifest and explode.
I completely agree. And that has been the experience that I've had over the years. And you're correct. I've seen it go both directions. Meaning the ones that have firm, deep foundation, they can bring in and add things actually rather easily. And it's not a stressor. And it's not, the practice is not dependent on it. Because I have no issues with a lot of different things that can be brought into a practice, right? As long as chiropractic is number one, and this is going to help patients. You know, the rule I always share is, number one, is it good for patients? Number two, does it bring a return on investment? And if it fits both of those things, I'm open to it. However, you get those mixed up, or it's, I can't be successful with my core and this is going to be the answer. That's where I've seen it crash and burn miserably for people.
A lot.
And it's not just the moment that happens. They're typically over-leveraged on equipment or supplies or whatever. They put all their eggs into a unstable basket, and it just, it's painful to watch.
Brings up that old analogy of that typically the pain is not when you make the mistake. A lot of times you don't see that it was a mistake for a long, you know, weeks, months, years down the road. And a lot of those, when you're adding those components, when the foundation's not going to allow it, it's called time and pressure, right? Mm-hmm. You put enough time and pressure applied to it, the foundation's going to crack when you're adding those things. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And again, across the board, there's some offices that grow and move that direction. And I work with a lot of offices that still core chiropractic. They're doing well over $1 million a year. So it can be done either way. But the common thread is those offices have the foundation components. They own the principles and they keep revisiting them over and over and over.
I know we got to wrap this up on the time, but they don't own the procedure. They own the principles, right? And so many people that stay in that Absolutely. Involved level, that conscious level, they're just running around trying to figure out what am I supposed to do? How do I say this? What's the checklist? Mm-hmm. What's the process? They're wrapped up in the procedures and the processes, when in reality, that surface knowledge, it's the depth that you're talking about that builds the million-dollar practices, no matter what the technique or the attributes to that practice is.
And maybe one last point as we're closing here, and I'm not advocating this, but what I see is when you own the principles that drive, you can get away with procedures and protocols that may not be at a high level. And I don't have a better way to say that. Now, I would argue we mesh both up. We have great protocols, procedures, and we line the principles up. It's just going to fly like crazy. But offices that have that foundation, they can thrive on these principles that we teach, that we own, that we unpack. And that's why I always call them the drivers. They drive everything else. You could miss a mark with a script, but if you're principle-based, just like in chiropractic, if you're principle-based in chiropractic, you're going to outlast an unprincipled chiropractor over the years. So I don't know if that sums it up, but that was one last thought I had as we were kind of wrapping up for the day.
Man, I tell you something else I'd like to have you back on a show sometime is just unpacked concepts, because those million-dollar-a-year practices, we haven't gotten into that. You know, you don't grow, you don't become a million-dollar-a-year practice unless you're willing to think on the million-dollar level. It doesn't compute. You can't, what is it? You can't have a champagne appetite with a beer budget, right? And if you can't have those concepts, so again, it's fascinating how often everything circles back to concepts, right? What's your identity? What's your value? What's your purpose? What's your beliefs? All four of those core pieces are concepts that contribute to what you're talking about, because it's not. That's what I. The reason I said that was, you just got done saying how, well, they can almost be sloppy with the procedures and the process, but over here they've got the principles, right? Well, inside principles, there's another component that's inside principle, and that's the principle of concepts. Mm-hmm. You're willing to think higher than the average cat, right? You're going for a bigger picture. Maybe they've got big goals, maybe they don't. But regardless, there's something bigger over there I'd like to unpack at some point. Been great having Dr. Jeremy on the show today, Dr. Shannon. I think you would agree.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Jeremy, I know that we are up against the clock, but we always try to give a shout out to exceptional offices, exceptional people who are, you know, doing great things. You mentioned Dr. Dallier's, and, you know, quality guy, a humble guy. You know, I don't think anybody on your roster really seeks the spotlight. I guess they are totally introverted in that way. But who are you working with right now that you're just really exceptionally proud of what they're doing, the journey that they've navigated? Any shout outs off of your roster you'd like to offer up today?
I'll try to be brief, because there are bunches that I would love to share out there. And you're correct. Most of them don't like the spotlight and don't want to be in the spotlight, but I think they need to be from time to time, because overall, they would agree they're not any more unique or special than anybody else. And if they can do it, so can most others. One stands out this week. Shout out to Dr. Colin Redinger out in Sheridan, Wyoming. He's been through something last month or two that would have wrecked the average practice. However, he's strong on principles, procedures, and through a line in AMC where he broke a leg and had to be out of the office for a month. But we were able to adapt, overcome, get staff involved, doing things at a different level than they ever have before. And he's hit goals in September and is going to hit bigger goals in September. He's about back up with speed, and it won't be a big speed bump for his year, which ordinarily you take a doctor out of a practice for a full month, not seeing patients, you're not going to have much to come back to. So he needs to be recognized of that commitment and that positivity. But his practice is built on systems, foundations, and principles, which has allowed him to do that. Can I give one more before we sign off?
Absolutely.
Again, this guy doesn't want to be in the spotlight either. You may have been mentioned before, but Dr. Dan Yackard down in Lake Mary, a guy that had been at the pinnacle of chiropractic in volume and success, but still a humble, coachable attitude. Mm. And over the last 3 or 4 years, has taken a monster practice that was dysfunctional, and he would agree, still serving lots of patients, into an enjoyable practice, into a practice he loves to go into, the patients he loves to see that are compliant, that do follow recommendations, that do value, this is your word, Dr. Shannon, value chiropractic at a high level, and is going to be something he can sustain for as long as he wants to, the next 20, 30 years. And that's not an easy task, but he has dug into, he is the epitome of this conversation today. He dug into the principles and has worked his butt off in procedures as well, and has shifted that practice. From what Dr. Owens say, there's volume practitioners and there's old practitioners, but there's no old volume practitioners. So he's going to be an old practitioner with massive value in his practice for years and years and years.
Excellent. Really proud of your results with them. And got to be honest with you here. It's just an honor to work with you and work alongside you in your efforts. Just a tremendous force for those doctors you serve, but also for chiropractic. So appreciate your time, Dr. Jeremy. Those of you listening, if you need foundations, if you need principles, man, we've got them. So you make sure that you reach out to us. Contact us through mailbag@amcfamily.com. Once again, that's that communication hub. And until the next podcast, I hope that you will apply these principles to serve as many people as you possibly can. God bless.
And one more thing before we go. If you're a chiropractor who's searching for a better way to build a more sustainable, low-stress practice, then you can contact us at amcfamily.com. You can schedule a discovery session, or you can access any of our free content, webinars, podcasts, and the like.